M62 recording length 13 minutes and 54 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 62 globular cluster M62, and GC6266, class IV, Inofthiuchus M62.jpg, right ascension 17.01.2, H:M, declination 30.07, deg:M, distance 22.5, cli, visual brightness 6.5, mag, apparent dimension 15.0, arc min, discovered 1771 by Charles Messier, Messier 62, Million 62, and GC6266, as one of the most irregularly shaped globular clusters, as was first reported by Herschel. This deformation may be a result of the fact that M62 is one of the closest of Messier's globulars to the galactic center, only about 6,100 light-years, so that it is deformed by tidal forces. Its central condensation is obviously displaced from the center, to the lower right in our image. Say, from its apparent size and magnitude, M62 is very similar to its neighbor, M19 physically. They are a bit less similar because their distances are somewhat different. M62 is at 22,500, Million 19 at 28,400 light-years, according to W.E. Harris database. M62 appears at a diameter of 15 arc minutes, about half of the full moon, corresponding to a linear extension of about 100 light-years. There are more intrinsic differences between these two globular clusters. M62 has the large number of 89 known variables, number of 1973, most of them of our Lyrae type, while M19 has only 4. Moreover, contrary to M19, the core of M62 is extremely dense and has possibly undergone a core collapse somewhere in its history, similar to a number of other globulars including M15, M30, and M70. However, M62 also differs e.g. from M30. Another post-core collapse globular, by the fact that it contains a large number of X-ray binaries, according to observations with the Chandra X-ray Observatory satellite. These particular stellar systems are thought to have formed in close encounters of member stars of the globular cluster. Apparently, such encounters have occurred frequently in M62. Charles Messier found this cluster on June 7, 1771, but took an accurate position only on June 4. 1779, so that his catalog entry had this date. Otherwise, it would have come between the numbers 49 and 50. Like most of Messier's globular clusters, it was first resolved into stars by William Herschel, who called it a miniature of M3. Messier 62 observations and descriptions discovered on June 7, 1771 by Charles Messier. Messier, M62, June 4. 1779 62 16 8 47 meters 14s 251 d 48 24 29 d 45 30 Very beautiful nebula discovered in Scorpio. It resembles a little comet. The center is brilliant and surrounded by a faint glow. Its position was determined by comparing it with the star Tower of Scorpius. M. Messier had already seen this nebula on June 7, 1771. Without having determined the position where it is close to, seen again on March 22, 1781, William Herschel PT1814, P279, SP2P538, Canis 62,062 equals and GC6266, is extremely bright, round, very gradually brighter in the middle, easily resolvable, about 4, in diameter. With 240 and strong attention I see the stars of it. It is a miniature of the third of the Canis. M3, PT1818, P446, SP2P599, the 62nd of the Canis ants. M62 equals and GC6266, 1783, 10 feet telescope, with 250. A strong suspicion, amounting almost to a certainty, of its consisting of stars. 1785, 1786, 20 feet telescope, extremely bright, round, very gradually brighter in the middle, and 4 or 5 minutes in diameter. 240 with strong attention showed the stars of it. The cluster is a miniature of the 3D of the Kinesans, by the 20-foot telescope, which at the time of these observations was a Newtonian construction. The profundity of this cluster is of the 734th order. It is in the preceding branch of the Milky Way. Dunlop, Dun 627, number 627, AR 1315, 3, SPD 61, 2, 1827, right ascension and south polar distance, 160 Scorpii, Bode, is a pretty bright round nebula, considerably condensed, and rather suddenly bright at the center, pretty well defined at the margin. Two observations, Smythe, DXCVI 596, M62 DXCVI 62 million off Hiuchi, R16 851 meters of fours, Deck S29D 50.6 mean epoch of the observation, 1837.46 July 1835, a fine large resolvable nebula, at the root of the creature Scorpions, tail, and in the preceding part of the galaxy Milky Way band. It is an aggregated mass of small stars running up to a blaze in the center, which renders the differentiating comparatively easy and satisfactory, and in this instance it was referred to its neighbor, 26 Ophiuchi, which is 5 deg distant to the north, and it lies only about 7 deg from Antares, on the southeast. This was registered in 1779, and Messier described it as a very pretty nebula, resembling a little comet, the center bright, and surrounded by a faint light. Sir William Herschel, who first resolved it, pronounced it a miniature of Messier's number 3, and adds, by the 20-foot telescope, which at the time of these observations was of the Newtonian construction, the profundity of this cluster is of the 734th order. To my annoyance, it was started as a comet a few years ago, by a gentleman who ought to have known better, John Herschel, 1847, H3661 equals M62 equals Dun 627, Sweep 477, August 1, 1834, Ra 16 850 meters 21.9s, NPD 119 D 50 meters 48s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, R, GMBM, but not to a nucleus. Saint 15 meters. V fine. Diam and Ra equals 13.0 semi-diam. C sweep 794. Globular cluster. Bright. Large. Round. Gradually much brighter toward the middle, but not to a nucleus. Stars of 15 meters. Very fine. Diameter in Ra equals 13.0 3.25. Semi-diameter. C sweep 794. Sweep 723, July 15, 1836, Ra 16 850 meters 23.6s, NPD 119 D 50 meters 42s, 1830.0, glob, CL, superb, VB, R, PSVMBM, about 7, diam, all resolved into stars 15 meters, very equal, globular cluster, superb. Very bright, round, pretty suddenly very much brighter toward the middle, about 7, diameter, all resolved into stars of 15 meters, very equal, sweep 451, May 8, 1834, Ra 16 850 meters 24.2s, NPD 119 D 50 meters 18s, 1830.0, glob, CL, VB, L, R, PGVMBM, perfectly resolved with left eye, hardly with right, the most condensed part is a perfect blaze, but not quite in the center, the southern part runs out faster, a beautiful object, see figure 13, PLIV, diam equals 13.5s in Ra no doubt semi-diameter, globular cluster, very bright, large, round, pretty gradually very much brighter toward the middle, perfectly resolved with left eye. Hardly with right, the most condensed part is a perfect blaze, but not quite in the center, the southern part runs out faster, a beautiful object, see figure 13, PLIV, diameter equals 13.5s in Ra 3.75, no doubt semi-diameter, sweep 794, June, 1837, Ra 16 850 meters 25.9s, NPD 119 D 51 meters 2s, 1830.0 glob CL VB L R GVMBM 2 ablaze Diamin Ra equals 27.0s Saint 14.16 meters. Superb globular cluster, very bright, large, round, gradually very much brighter toward the middle, 2 ablaze, diameter in Ra equals 27.06.75, stars of 14 to 16 meters, superb, sweep 478, August 3rd, 1834, Ra 16 850 meters 26.6s, NPD 119 D 51 meters 23s, 1830.0, B, L, R or L E, toward the NF side, where there is even some feeble appearance of another center of condensation, PSBM, almost to a nipple, Saint 15 meters, bright, large, round or little elongated, toward the north following NO side, where there is even some feeble appearance of another center of condensation, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, almost to a nipple, stars of 15 meters. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 4261. GC 4261 equals H 3661 equals M 62 equals DUN 627. Ra 16 852 meters 18.7s, NPD 119 D 53 meters 42.9s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance. Glob, CL, VB, L, GMBM, RRR, Saint 14, 16.5 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, large, gradually much brighter toward the middle, well resolved, stars from 14th to 16th magnitude, remark, figure in CGH results of astronomical observations at the Cape of Good Hope, JH 1847. Plate VI, Fig. 13, Dreyer, and GC 6266, and GC 6266 equals GC 4261 equals H 3661, M 62, Dunlop 627, Ra 16 852 meters 19s, NPD 119 D 53.8 meters, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, L, GMBM, RRR, Saint 14, 16, equals M62 remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, large, gradually much brighter toward the middle, well resolved, stars from 14th to 16th magnitude, remark, figure in CGH JH 1847, plate VI, Fig. 13. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6266, RA equals 16:54.8, DEC equals 29:58, bright globular cluster, greatly condensed at center, this central part is 1.5, in diameter. Main part of cluster 6, 0 SN, content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text to audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text visit www.spokentext.net.